Okay. Shall we move the agenda, Liney? You want to go to KPFK?
Let's go to KPFK.
Hey.
I'm in the same spreadsheet we talked about before, mm-hmm. which, of course, has closed on me. Just give me a second to pull it back up.
Okay, let me look at it.
And I'll be working from the KPFK portion of the consolidated.
Listener report starts on row 370.
Hey, thank you. Terry, are you prepared to work with me on this one with the board approval? I did get a email from Jack Van Aken indicating that the LSP had approved the budget, I think, last night.
Yeah, that's this. Well, I presume that's this budget.
Okay. KPFA, just do some round numbers first. KPFK, I'm reading from line 370. Look to project to finish listener support, $3.183 million, I round that to 3.2, and looking to produce 3.4 next year. The major reason is that they're going to be adding a summer drive, which they, in the past, have not done, at least not a full-fledged summer drive. So the increase in revenue on the listener support is coming from that quarter, along with presumably some increase in donations as well. And that accounts for the increase for overall income from 3.7 projected for FY07 going to 4.2, an increase of close to $5 million. Summer Drive has a budget of around $400,000, which is similar to the Summer Drive budgets of most other stations, and K is probably capable of doing that. Salary. Total salaries forecast this year, $1.8 million. Next year, $1.9 million, up approximately $85,000 to $90,000, including benefits.
Can I ask a quick question, Liney? Do you know how many FTEs are from 07 to 08?
I wish I did. I just don't know. I would have to go and do what Lois does, have... Because you got these hourly people, and it's very difficult to know. Well, then only the business manager and the general managers know the detail. But I think we should have that information. So let's put that down as something that can be provided at our next meeting, and I'll work on these other stations as well.
Right. Because you would need to do the spreadsheet in order to do the salary. So that would be great. So the action item, I'm sorry to interrupt you, so you can continue, is to have that spreadsheet, the headcount, for the next meeting.
Well, I'm going to ask the general manager and the business manager to produce it because
let me just ask you a question, though. It has to be part of the budget. I mean, how can you do salaries unless you have a spreadsheet that shows the number of people? So, you know, the only thing I'm asking is just provide the spreadsheet that was used to develop the budget.
Terry?
Yes.
That was sent
Terry,
to the committee.
What's that?
I sent a separate KPFK budget, including supporting worksheets that includes the...
That's available. It's a comparison between the two we're talking about. Yeah, that's available.
Okay. And that is... Let me... My thing is crazy.
File name, Pacifica Foundation, KPFK, FY 2008 budget as of 9/04/07.
Okay, let's see where that is.
Terry, do you remember what date you sent it?
You said 04.
I'll look.
I'm drowning.
I looked and didn't find. Yeah. I sent a reminder today with the link
to the
files area, I think. Let me check
You put it up in the Yahoo Groups files?
Yeah, I believe so. I created a folder for FY08 budgets and put it there.
Okay.
Where's my Yahoo? Oh,
here it is,
right.
I'm pretty unfamiliar with Yahoo groups. How does one get into subfolders? Where would I find them?
If you're at the main page, you go to files.
Uh-huh.
And then you should see the folders first.
Got it.
So FY 2008 budget proposals.
There it is. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, good. Okay. So, Lyman, you don't have to do that. It's in the file. I'll have to find it.
They have that.
I'll tie it up from the other folder.
Yeah, the Finance Committee should be, the Treasurer's and Finance Committee should have access to full salary detail and FTE count.
Right.
Yeah, remember, we made that policy some time ago.
Yeah, this supporting worksheet does not have individual salaries. It combines them kind of by department.
By department.
But we do indicate who's full-time, more or less, by position.
Right, but it has a number of people.
Okay. But
how many people are there from 07 to 08? Terry, do you have that? Or Brian, did you open it up? I'm sorry, Terry.
Yeah, I've got it open.
How many people for the salary?
You go in column D and count the 100%.
Okay, well, we'll look at it later. I'm sorry, Lonnie, could you continue?
But keep in mind that they will change, too. But we want to establish baseline, at least budgetarily, against September 30th, 2007, and that's a good and wise thing to do. I agree. Let me continue on if I can. On the administrative expenses, you're looking at administrative costs projected to be 550 at the end of FY07 and 496 down in the FY08 budget, so it's down. $54,000 or so on the administrative side. And on programming, total programming projected to be $256,000, going to $278,000, up slightly, $20,000 or so. Development projected $448,000, budget calls for $433,000, down slightly. Total expenses, FY07, $3,077,000. FY08, $3,138,000. Up slightly, $60,000 or so. And then the bottom line for KPFK is this year negative $44,000. And next year positive $180,000. KPFK is going through changes. As we can summarize their financial situation now. They are adding, as I mentioned, the summer drive, and they are having to do so for several reasons. One is they have received an HD grant from CPB of $85,000. It's a matching grant. That means they'll have to come up with match funds of $108,000 or so. That is the reason they have the summer drive, to raise those match funds. So it had a material impact on their budget, which is why I felt it had to go back to the LFB so they can have a look at it. The second driver in this budget is that KPFK is in a period where their savings. 2 years ago they had cash, if you look at audits, in the neighborhood of $450,000. By the end of the fiscal, they will have spent most of that down. So they are going to have to look to their overall position for next year. If they continue at summer drive, then they should be okay, because the summer drive that they've added for FY08 is for a one-time expense. However, if they continue that one-time expense will, of course, not be there, and those funds will then be available for general operating. But as it's true for many of our stations, we're seeing reserves slowly being drawn down. It's not all that apparent this year, although we have some negative numbers this year. Remember, this year, this network, instead of having the $1.5 million I like to see at the bottom line, will only have $400,000 to the bottom line. That's not good. I've said that before. And each station is contributing a little bit to that number. So if you miss your $1.5 this year, by this number, if that is the case, $400,000 versus $1.5, you missed by $1.1 million. That's the bad news. The good news is that line 206, stations working together, are projecting a $1.1 million to the bottom line. Of course, that is the same amount they missed this year. So looking at the 2 years, they're basically a break-even year. People think break-even is good. Break-even is not necessarily good because you still have the funds you need for the following year. If you have reserves to draw upon, great, but if you don't have reserves to draw upon, it's not so great. But finishing with K, I recommend that we pass through K because they have found the means to move the station forward, and that is by adding a summer drive. They have not done that in the past traditionally, but have done only a few days. And it looks like they may have to institute the summer drive, at least for this year and the following year. If they do not, then I suspect that they'll be looking at some severe reductions and perhaps even staff reductions. The other thing on the horizon for them, of course, is they have lost their GM, and they're in the process of looking for a replacement. But that lends a little bit of instability to any station without a GM, especially in terms of keeping controls on spending. So we're looking at ways to work with the station to help the managers there not let spending get out of control because the GM isn't on premise. And we're going to work to maybe to review the expenses so that they don't get out of hand in the first quarter, because if you start out the year either overexpending or the revenues aren't where they need to be, you're in the hole. You start the year badly. You can't do that. You really have to best to start the year well. The other areas that KPFK, there is adequate money to cover any potential legal. We did cover that base. That was one of the concerns we had going in. We did fix that. And it is in the budget, although I'm not prepared to point to a number where it is there, spread through several line items. The other area in K that is worth looking at is if union contract is up September 30th, 2007, and with the GM no longer at residence, basically as of October 1st, we're going to look to extend the contract another year. About a year on these contract scenarios is basically up after 6 or 7 months when you need to look to begin negotiations. They take 2 or 3 months to finish the contract off. And it will be to add salary expense to K's budget, especially for a three-year period, if the contract negotiations start in 2009 and go to 2012. It'll be difficult to find funds for staff, and I think there'll be pressure on staffing at K. If not before then, if there's a drive instability due to the absence of a GM, then of course the issues will arise long before next year. My recommendation, though, is that said, K did look back at the budget. There was good problem solving in terms of identifying verifiable revenue in terms of being able to get the revenue and being relatively assured. A summer drive is a summer drive, and the revenues will come in. The only issue is how much. So that would be my quick summary of KPFK. Its two major vulnerabilities are that their reserves are in real short supply. The last 150,000 of their 450,000 reserves is now at play in this FY08 budget. And the last one is expenses, salary expenses per se, are continuing to go up. And at some point that can't continue without an offset revenue. Offset revenues, and of course you can't continue to keep revenues going up even when you add a summer drive. So that said, they have solved, I think, the problem for at least for a time being, assuming there are no bad drives this year. And they seem to be pretty good at steady numbers in their drives. They don't seem to have big gaps in terms of missing their goals for drives. They don't miss by 100,000 or 70,000 or 80,000. They do fairly well within. They always overproduce on their goal and drive numbers, but not spectacularly so. So, but they don't fall below, and that's good. So anyway, that's a quick summary for K, and my recommendation is that we do pass them on. And as I mentioned, their critical need throughout the GM is to have in place controls on spending, because that will be the first thing that gets out of hand without a GM present in-house. That's a summary for me.
Okay, thank you very much.
What's your recommendation, Lonnie?
I'll
tell you what we'll do is a control spending. I recommend we pass them through, but what I am instituting with the current GM is have expenses be reviewed by the CFO along with whatever interim GM may be in place. It turns out the bylaws do recommend that as well. Also board policy says that any interim GM has to have a separate step in the review process for expenditures over about 6 hours. So I'm working with the current GM to have a fund tag over this interim period be reviewed by me so that we have that budget in mind.
Oh, and that sounds so much smoother with the music under your voice.
I don't know where it comes from.
Sandra?
So anyway, Did somebody just come back online?
Hello?
Hello?
Did you just come back online?
Me?
Sandra, did you just come back online?
I just unmuted.
Sandra, when you mute us, we get music.
Very cool music.
It's loud, though.
I will leave it off mute, then.
Do you have a mute? Do you have a mute that's not hold? It's probably hold that's giving us music.
I'm on my cell phone.
Oh.
I don't have music on my cell phone, but who knows? I can't get it.
No, it's probably not. Is anyone on an office phone?
Well,
muting with compound one should not put music on the line.
Well, I have a mute button on my phone. That's what I was using.
Yeah. Why don't you mute right now? We'll settle.
What? Want to try it for a moment?
Yeah, let's see.
And see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. See what happens.
Nope, not that.
Nothing like that. So there has to be an, I'm not going to check tomorrow to see who was on the call tonight, so we'll just have to do that because I have a mute and I put it on mute and there's no music, so I'll just call Lynn tomorrow and see who's on the call.
Bernie, are you calling from the office?
No.
Yeah.
Could
we be getting like hold music when you are you using your office hold system to put us to mute us?
Yes, I am.
Uh huh.
Okay. Oh, I'll put it on mute. Tell me if you hear anything.
Okay.
Okay. No.
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 Well, I'm sorry for imputing both your reputations.
Okay. let's just keep on. There's no music now. Let's just continue. Are there questions about KPFK?
Terry should probably speak.
Please, Terry.
Yeah. I'm less concerned about expenses getting away from us during the GM transition than us having trouble meeting our income projections. Our business manager, I think, is going to be very diligent on expenses in the near future. But some of our ability to raise funds, I think, has been GM dependent, and so that throws in some uncertainty as we go to a new GM. So it's going to be tough on staff trying to raise extra funds. In order to present this budget, we slightly increased targets for other fund drives as well as the summer drive. And there are some expenses, like for the digital project, that we deferred the expense to next year in order to make this budget more realistic. And that will be pressure towards continuing the summer drive. So we are going to have to look at this budget very carefully in 3 months to see how stable the station has become through a GM transition and to make sure that we're keeping on projection. But I concur with the CFO that the budget, which has a lot of work in it, if you look at the supporting worksheets, I think it's worthy of approval.
Brian?
Yes, sure, Brian, go ahead.
I guess I would share Lonnie's concerns. One is that with the cash position KPFK has right now, it doesn't have a lot of wiggle room to make a course correction if the revenue assumptions don't work out. And this would kind of be a question. I haven't looked at the detailed month by month, but the summer drive's unproven. And Lonnie, if the summer drive fails, how bad does that throw the year out of whack? Will they have kind of spent down to a level where they're counting on that fund drive before it happens?
Well, that's an interesting, that's a good question. The summer drive was motivated by two things. One is the need to raise the match funds for the transmitter. And those funds, of course, are earmarked only for transmitters. So there's no operating funds at risk in the summer drive number we're looking at. The other part of the summer drive funding is funding that is related to operating. And so the risk would be, I think, in the area of, I think the summer drive number is 400,000. The risk would be in the neighborhood of 200 to 175,000. That would be operating risk. The rest of it, if you don't get your match fund, say, in the summer drive next year, that's okay. You can sort of look at it the following year because it was never earmarked for operating anyway. So it works out. You'll be delayed in your transmitter ramp up, but that's not disastrous.
Is the transmitter shown on the capital expenses line as 70,000?
Yeah, they're going to move that. They're going to spread the expenses over two fiscal.
Right. My question is it the $70,000 line?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
And right now it's amortized evenly across each month, $5,833 per month for 12 months.
Yeah, that's how it is.
When are they actually going to spend it?
They're going to spend part of it, not all of it. That's the plan, not to try to spend all of it, not to try to put out that much cash for a transmitter in a single fiscal. They're spreading it across two fiscals. And they're going to look for a way to pay down or installment payments on a transmitter, too, and looking at discounts. And CPP has promised to help with that.
Major expense in May.
Yeah, that they're going to put the expense toward the end of the fiscal so as to conserve cash and not have it at risk early in the fiscal.
I mean, one thing I see just looking at your fund drive calendar is that you're keeping your spring drive in June. I'm just going by our experience here because we've been on the four drive calendar for a while. That means you just have a 1 month lag. Your spring fund drive calendar to end after 15 days, which it took you 18 days to make that goal this year. Sorry, after 16 days. It took you 18 days to make close to an equivalent amount this year on June 30th, and then you have a $400,000 drive scheduled for August. That's very close to space then. I mean, for us to squeeze a fourth drive in, we have to do our spring drive in May before Memorial Day to feel like we're giving our listeners a break before we go back to them for money. That might be dicey in terms of donor fatigue. I don't know. I'm just putting concerns on the table. I mean, I see that a lot of diligence has gone into this budget. I also see that you're going into some uncharted territory for KPFK. I want to make sure you're doing it with your eyes open.
Leadership will be important. Any indication, Terry, when an interim person, if you're going to use one, will come on board, and if not, when the permanent GM would likely come
on? There should be an interim on November 1st, I believe. I think there's three applicants at this point.
That's fairly soon. Anything else?
Okay. So the concern again is I guess we're developing the concern that Terry initially discussed was in terms of the fund drives and the result of generating the expected targets for the fund drives with the new GM.
One potentially bright spot for all the stations is that we are moving into an election year. No one has counted on that for any additional revenue, but there are two potential events that might have a revenue impact. One is the election year. As that year goes on, we're moving closer to the 08 elections, of course. The fiscal ends 2 months short of the fiscal year. The other item that is not in these numbers but may have an impact is the a transmitter. A station that is able to advertise that it's looking for and trying to increase its quality of its transmitter signal can fundraise off of that. And also, if the HD, depending on how they configure that HD transmitter, whether they can project any additional listeners from it, those are unknowns. And of course, you don't know whether that will be a revenue increase as a result of upgrading that way. So those are two intangibles: the impact of elections, the impact of three stations getting new transmitters. And we don't know yet. Of course, none of that's in the budget at this point. But if there is a budgetary impact, that would be welcome.
Yeah. Brian here. I don't know how much this carries to other stations, but at KPFA, our fall fund drives tend to tank in election years. In fall 2004, we missed our fund drive and had to extend to 21 days of fundraising and still came up short. And in fall 2006, we were off more than $100,000. From our goal. And those were the only two drives in a five-year period leading up to then that had failed to reach their goals. I know you guys have had some success with your direct mail drops, but I don't think that necessarily translates into on-air fundraising.
Oh, congressional elections, true, but presidential elections, there's a bump.
Well, 04 was a presidential election. We took a hit. I mean, we assumed it was because some of our listeners were feeling tapped, some portion of our listenership was feeling tapped out from giving to candidates they believed in.
Yeah, but that was a record year for Pacifica as a whole in terms of listener support.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of other factors that when we look at individual stations that we probably don't want to talk about, in public session that would impact a specific station at a specific point in time in terms of management decisions or movements probably impacted. And I can understand why Terry would be concerned. So it goes back to the same issue. So are there other questions? You know, the other thing, so Terry, do you just have an idea, like how many people are does KPFK have on staff? I know KPFA, we're saying, has 40. We're going down to 39, and we have 41 going down to 39. How many people on staff are full-time equivalents do you think that KPFK has now? And without that, Brian going in, are you going in and having to count the people from the worksheet? Hello?
Well, it looks like around 30-some.
30
from this spreadsheet.
30, mid-30s, 33, 34?
I'm having to count.
Okay.
I'm looking at it, too.
Because the concerns, again, is the headcount not really moving or moving up. And because we don't know, because the salaries move up, and we don't know whether it's, as you say, rate or volume. Is it, the salary rates, or is it the number of people increase? And then the other concern here I see is the cash position from, the reserves of 450 to not having the reserve. So, again, this is, what we can do to address that in this budget. What we're requiring is like the month or a half month reserve. So we need to really, those are some concerns that, for the budget, some serious concerns that we have. Okay, are there other questions, concerns about Kay? Any other discussion? Lonnie?
I think we've hit the areas of concern for that station.
Lonnie, my quick question would be, what happens if K doesn't meet those revenue targets?
Well,
what's the plan?
Revenue targets, there isn't a lot of wiggle room in K's budget. Let's take a scenario, K misses by $100,000 on the first drive. What do you do? The options are you increase goals for subsequent drives. That's not a wise thing to do, but we're just talking options, good and bad. You look to reduce staff. Third option would be to reorganize the station on the grounds that the current staff pattern and current expense pattern aren't sustainable, but all of that takes several months for any savings to accrue. It takes months. And, of course, initially there's an increased expense. And then the fourth one takes a little bit longer as you look at the model and say, well, maybe our staff-rich model is not workable for the station and we need to go to another mix of volunteers and paid staff. All of that, of course, takes time and, of course, effort. And the other you go to fund development and say, let's get some bridge funding so that we can, as they're doing, they're looking at setting up repeaters. In Santa Barbara, the repeater's online now, and you would look at other ways and the audience through sheer strength of signal. Other ways would be to expand their mail drop operations to reach more people by mail. They could look at telemarketing, look at a number of ways, and that would, of course, require sort of management survey and management decisions on which one of these several options would be best for that station.
Okay. Okay, so I have a question, Lonnie. You know, we've talked about this, particularly with BAI. You know, we've gone through the recovery plans, and you're saying that, you know, we would look at another model in terms of, and I think the people from KPFK, I know some of the programmers are, I believe, Alan, who was on the PNB as a staff member. You know, we've talked about this before in terms of, you know, the structure of programmers to staff, and you know what is the best way to what is the best model. And I think Kay's model is more you have an engineer or a producer who works with a number of shows versus having each show having a hierarchy of full the programmer producer. So when we start looking at another model for Kay, are we talking about the model basically now? I think is much more. Is a more, I would say, conservative model than KPFA that basically has the hierarchies for each program. But that are you looking at, saying, more volunteer? Because their model now is to have a programmer or have a producer that handles more than one program. And the other only model I can see is that having more volunteer staff versus paid staff. Or what are some of the model alternatives that you're looking at?
Well, you know, and Terry, you can jump in, but, you know, and looking at the union structure, which is has a real impact on what's possible for the station,
mm-hmm.
is that Kay is unique in as much as the on-air hosts
mm-hmm.
are on 18-month contracts, and they're not members of the union per se, although there are a couple of exceptions. So they have a lot more flexibility in revamping programming than many other stations where that's not the case at all. And so there is that factor that play at K. So if K wanted to reach out to new audiences, it has more flexibility with the programmers on the air given those 18-month contracts than other stations, which don't have 18-month contracts for on-air hosts, which K does have. It's only a year old. We did that a year ago in these union contracts. So that's a factor at play at K. Model impacting factors aside from that one, and that's considerable because you do have more flexibility in changing your model with on-air hosts at least. The other one is K's staffing is relatively low. If you look at mm-hmm. staffing at K, it's like...
Well, compared to A.
Compared to A. K staffing at, it's like 26 FTEs, and you're looking at 41 at A. So you would, so their staffing is fairly lean compared to the fact that both stations are raising similar amounts of money, although they're not identical. So the model changing components of it, you wouldn't necessarily look to staff first because they're pretty lean staffed
mm-hmm.
Already compared to other stations.
What are discretionary expenses there?
Their discretionary expenses is not the size of their staff. It is the cost of their staff. So it is small staff, but I think their baseline salary is $30,000. And then they have some other items in their union contracts over the years for people that have been there for a fairly long period of time where you have increments and certain kind of perks. But overall, if you look at their staff salaries, you can and compare that to other stations, which you can do in my model here. I think that's fairly easy to do. The the gross salaries for, I should do it, I'll just do this quickly, is for, hey, you have to look at gross rather than total salaries. But you look at gross salaries for A, and you're looking at 1.7 million, and you look at K, gross salaries 1.3. So right there you see a difference if you follow my drift. $400,000 difference for stations that are raising similar revenue. So you're talking about the amount of revenue raised per staff person. That's another way of looking at the relative efficiency of staffing to revenue. But the fly in the ointment is health benefit costs are hurting all the stations. Health benefits, and we have generous health benefits. And there, you look at, for example, KPFK has $275,000 cost in health benefits going to 300,000. So health benefits are an issue, not only an issue all over in almost every organization in this country. They are out of control. Health costs go up 10, 12% a year. We are impacted as well. Health benefit costs for KPFA, we said 300,000 for K, for A next year, $352,000 more. So those are some of the drivers that impact what you can do with a model. So if you're serious about the model changes, it'll take work, because there's no quick, easy model fix. It takes time to not only think about reorganizing a model, but in implementing it, you don't want to see impacts on revenue that will, in fact, put you in a worse off position due to low morale, due to fights with unions, due to a number of other factors that may come in play when you start talking about model changes. You can lose money and, in fact, negatively impact the station. It has to be done with a good deal of precision.
Okay, I was just looking at, I was pulling, trying to pull up the numbers too. You were talking about salaries and stuff, and you're talking about, oh, I didn't do the calculation on the income, but on the salaries. So, you know, and just, are there other comments, questions about this? Just briefly, you know, I keep saying we've talked about this, particularly with WBAI, and you've talked about, you know, changing in the model and how that can be done. And then again, it goes to, then we go into the reserves, how the reserves have gone down. So, you know, the thought or the we've discussed before, I've actually discussed on PNB and sent out, like trying to get some info or trying to get support back, is in terms of, you know, you're looked at, I mean, you put your finger on the pulse of things that need to be done. But, you know, as we work within KPFA and as you work within KPFA, we're going from meeting to meeting, plus you're working to get the job done. So, you know, the thought again is that, you know, with the new ED and also with new GMs, that an outside firm like Compass Point or someone could come in and help us in terms of doing the analysis, doing the audit or analysis of the process. So that, you know, we would have to come up with a game plan or a strategic plan that would be reviewed and adopted to the extent that, you know, it meets the mission by the PNB. But, you know, we, again, in finance, we talk about these things all the time. We get to the PNB, we really don't talk about this. Instead, we talk about, you know, things that are like I consider to be a big waste of our time. And but in order to get this done, you know, this just throw the thought out again, and I'll probably send the motion up to the PNB that we bring in an outside firm. And I think, you know, in terms of the cost of this, I mean, it would be cost effective because, you know, I can see 10 years from there we'll have the same conversation, but our reserves would be even less. So I think we really need to incorporate some of the ideas in terms of the models for headcount. I know Dave has talked about this too. And to bring in the outside firm, not-for-profit firm, who can look at our structure and give us advice or give us a plan that we could have for the new ED to review, also to move forward on these ideas, to get some action on them. Because again, we get to the PNB and we're not discussing these very, you know, real things and things that can move the foundation and put us in better financial health. So, you know, just an idea. I'll probably send that up again, that we really need to do that so that we can get these ideas and get something in place, get a plan in place to make them effective, to affect the change, rather.
Right.
Well, that's interesting you should bring it up. I agree wholeheartedly. We need to look at strategic planning seriously because as you look out over the next 5 years, for example, what are going to be the drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Digital media and the proliferation of platforms in terms of following but delivering a radio where people want to hear it in the ways they want to hear it is absolutely going to be governing, and we need to have a plan to get us to keep up with what people are wanting to do with radio. And then we have changing demographics in this country, changing audience characteristics, and we need a plan to deal with the boomers who are getting older. And as we said all this before, we all know the factors in our future. But I agree, we need to have a plan that is consensus-based. But any firm that you might want to use, remember we sort of looked at it before. The first thing I'm going to ask you is what do you folks agree on is going to be your mission, your goals, and your objectives? And then it assumes some degree of unity among board people to agree to mission, objectives, tasks, and whatnot. And that's the hard part. If there was the minimum consensus on where the board wants this network to go, then we could start moving. We could orientate stations, orientate and answer questions that any consulting firm will have. The first thing you're going to ask, they did that with Thomas Point. They came in, the first thing they said, even with hiring an ED, that we can't tell you who we're going to be searching for until you tell us what you want that person to do, what kind of skill set, depending on the direction you've chosen for the network. So, again, we come full circle to a critical component of planning for the future, which is what is their consensus agreement on in terms of where we want to go, and hopefully how are we going to get there, because even if we have vague sort of mission agreement on sort of broad principles, we end up fighting over how to get there and what's best. So maybe that's work that we can take on as strategic planning, is consensus building. And I'll shut up with this one comment. We did some of that work, I remember, 2 years ago in L.A., in 04, I think it was, 05, where people laid out their hopes, dreams, and visions for Pacifica.
Right.
And it'd be nice to pick up some of that and not let it just lie there, because it was work done.
Right, right.
And see if we can, you know, amend that with a new board coming on. And the watchword, I think, for us is we must get serious about our future.
Right.
You're absolutely right. We're spending our birthright here. And even though it looks like small amounts, any bad drive can make it a big amount. And we have one station needing serious support.
Right.
There are two stations that are reducing their savings. We have our smaller stations that seem stable, but they're not the bulk of our financial base. So our three large stations, I would say at this point, need attention. And they are our future to the extent we give them that support and that attention and the work that's going to be needed to stabilize us for the next 60 years. So you all know this, of course, so preaching to the choir here, but it is for real. And the small window of opportunity is the election season. That's when people turn to us for alternative views. We must be able to keep them once the election season is over.
Okay.
Brian here.
Yeah, sure, Brian.
Get back to the budget here. I'm looking at the cash flow tab. And this is on the spreadsheet Terry sent us, Lonnie, with the detailed breakout tabs, which is really great there.
Yeah, I got it.
Do you have it, Lonnie?
Give me a date. Terry, did you send it to me, Terry, or somebody sends it to me right now? Pick it up.
It's on Yahoo. I cannot get anything. It's on Yahoo, right?
Yeah.
So where you got it?
I don't go to Yahoo, so I'm not going to get it.
I normally, but Terry taught me how to do it, so I'll go there and look, too. But,
the new draft budget,
and
8-1. But, Terry, what's the name of the subject line?
When I send attachments to Yahoo, it gets bounced. It is attached here. So you may have it on the 13th at 6:18 p.m. as a forward, August 2000. No, that's not it.
That's not it. I don't have a 13th. But if anybody can send it to me, I'll pick it up right away.
I don't have it either. I don't have it.
It's dated September 5th.
Brian, any chance you could forward?
The subject line is KPFK FY 2008 budget.
September the 5th?
September 6th, SIX.
Okay.
I can forward it, Lonnie.
That'd be great if you could do that.
It'll probably take it a minute.
Okay, forward it to all of us, please.
Okay, I'm going to send it. Yeah, I'm going to send it to Lonnie first, and then... you mean to the Yahoo groups?
It's not going to come through.
Yeah, send it to the
okay, I'm going to do it to the people who are on the call.
Send it to the people who are on the list who I sent out the agenda.
Okay. Please. Jane, Rudy, Terry,
Brian,
already got
my
it.
Message of the 6th didn't have it as an attachment. You know.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oops.
It just explained what I had uploaded because
I can get that file.
Sorry about that. Oh, I did download the file. Let me ask you this, Lonnie, while we're getting the file up and out. What roughly do you think KPFK's end of year cash balance is going to be this year?
It's not going to be good.
Had you floated the number around 170,000, 180,000?
Yeah, maybe more.
What is the question?
They have a cash balance right now of about 250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And but they will use most of that
paying
September October bills.
Yeah.
And so you can see how their expenditures are roughly 200. So what's the monthly expenditures? Let me just check.
Well, here's they have a beautiful 18-month cash flow in this budget. Which is really helpful, which shows the cumulative surplus and deficit as you move through the year on a cash basis. And in January 08, which is their low watermark, the way they time their drives, actually it's ours too, they have a deficit of $435,000.
Yep.
Which is more than the cash they're starting the year with. So
mm-hmm.
How are they going to pay the bills?
Yeah, as I said, the cash is not looking good. I didn't mean just at the beginning of the fiscal. I meant to get through the fiscal. And once they take this cash situation in consideration, the question is whether or not in that cash flow they included the April CPB money. It sounds like they did not.
This is January.
January.
That they're showing the $435,000 deficit.
I don't have that spreadsheet, so you have.
Sorry, Jane, did you find it, or should I?
Yeah, but it doesn't have the numbers. I don't see the number. What column
is it? It's the next to last tab. It's the 18 months cash flow.
Yeah, we asked that these be produced.
Oh, okay. I see that. All right. In January of 2008, I see 237,000.
No, that's the budget, so that's showing the monthly deficit or surplus, but if you go two rows below it...
Okay, it's
oh, no, wait, that's the very... What?
What is
I'm sorry, maybe I'm misreading that low. It's
budget
low.
And
it's labeled
variance
between
full
budget
and
cash flow.
Yeah, and remember, though, Brian, you have to take opening cash, too, in consideration.
Right.
So you have to add to any cash shortfall, as you see... Any cash amount they had in the bank at the beginning of fiscal, because obviously they'll draw upon it. But I still don't have what you have, so.
Well, do you want me to send this?
Yeah, if you could, I'll look at it.
Yeah.
I did.
Brian, how about line 173?
We really need to, you guys are discussing.
I don't have it.
I can't see it. So we need to, why don't we just go to the next item until all of us get it, and then we can discuss it, because this way, I don't have it. I can't see it. So why don't we can come back and discuss the cash on KPFK, and we can just, the position right now in terms of the budget for KPFK, what is your...
Terry straightened me out. I was looking at a variance line
rather
than a cash balance line.
I don't have the sheet, so we don't know what you're looking at. So
okay.
We can't discuss it.
Perry has allayed my concern. I was looking at the wrong row. Yeah.
Okay, well,
hopefully Jane's getting that out. It's a very helpful cache.
Okay. So Leilani, until we get this information, what is the wish is what Leilani and Terry in terms of the KPFK budget at this time?
I think that, as I said before, KPFK and Terry, I don't know if we need to get a cash flow statement so that we are clear on the ending cash for this fiscal, that isn't 2 weeks, because with a budget that's sitting before us, the cash will be reduced by September 30, 2008. So I think that there has to be cash monitoring and a new cash flow projection so that we can see where the station will end up. I think my calculations show that they'll have used almost, if not all, of the cash reserve by September 30th, 2008, and a plan should be made to see how that can be replenished.
So what the business manager's number is showing is a closing balance this year of 117 and a closing balance in 08 of 114.
Let me just ask a question, because I hate to repeat myself, but I don't see what you're talking about. But Leilani, you're saying that, okay, so that's what the issue is. So can we just put this on hold until we all can get the sheet, and then we can, but the concern is the cash for KPFK. So
yeah.
Until we get that spreadsheet, why don't we go to the next, move the agenda, and then come back to KPFK?
Okay, who's next?
So the next one on the agenda is... W. Is that correct, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. So on W, how do we want to proceed? Baruti, you're there?
Oh, W is Jane.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get the file attached. It'll take me about one more minute.
Okay, so should we go to BAI?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Rudy, you want to start? Just give us the sort of timetable WBA is working on, and then we can go over the details of the budget. I think you had a motion from them.
Yes. What happened, there was a procedural error. I had put forth a motion for the LSB to consider, and there were amendments. It was close to the end of the meeting. There were amendments to the motion, and all of the amendments that were put forth were passed, but just before the amended motion was to be passed, the meeting, we ran out of time, and the meeting was adjourned. So, but essentially, the budget I submitted to you was the budget that was just about to be approved by the LSB, which had come from, been put forth by management. The LSB, the budget as it was presented, addressed the concerns of the National Finance Committee and got us to the point where we would have the $125,000 surplus that was required, and some other adjustments were made to it. I don't know if we want to walk through it at this point in time, but do you want to do it, Leilani, or do you want me to do it, or how do you want to proceed?
Well, it's not before us at this time, and there are at least one confidential item in it, sending around staff reductions. I'm not sure if we should discuss it in detail, but we can give the large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I could summarize the difference. We were presented initially by with WBI with a budget that had $98,000 or $96,000 deficit in it. And a quick way maybe to explain is why it changed and how to present number of $250,000 surplus. The quick summary would be, I remember the LSB hasn't agreed to it yet, but on paper, the quick summary would be to how that was achieved is that the station received an HD transmitter grant, which was not part of the original $98,000 budget, and that grant was for $85,000. The grant also called for a... $108,000 match. As it turns out, the station made a decision, management did, to raise the match monies by going on the air and having a special on-air day to raise the match monies in connection with that transmitter. That would be $150,000. So you have $150,000 as new revenue because of a new appeal, $85,000 from the grant itself. And so there you have the difference of $190,000 or so. Then the station made a decision to reduce salaries across the board for 5%. Still hasn't been approved by the LSB, but it's in the budget. That 5% across the board salary reduction amounts to $64,000.
Can the LSB do that, or does that have to go through collective bargaining?
It does, and it's before it's been the union's been notified, and negotiations are underway. That puts it at $265,000 turnaround or so, and then there's some other other expenditure savings that they were looking at. That is to say, not hiring a position and reducing one other position by 50%. And that moves the station from a $98,000 deficit to a $250,000 surplus. Now, why 250? Why did it go above the 125? Because the match monies cannot be used for operating. So you have to have 125 plus the match monies of 108. So you quickly see how you get to close to that $250,000 figure. So in the 250 is 108 match dollars, probably 150 is what they're raised on the air, plus other reductions I've identified before. So that's how the station moved from 98 to 250. Vulnerabilities from my point of view. They've added some money for mail drops, relatively small amount. But a station go on the air or by other means raise match monies for an HD transmitter. It's been done before, Kay. KPFT had a version of raising money for its transmitter, so they did fairly well with it, by the way. So WBEI is going to be trying that as well. Can you raise $150,000? Talking to listeners about a new HD transmitter that may improve your current analog, your current sound quality on your station, or may add another channel or whatever you end up doing with the HD. It's New York. It's possible. But at least there's something to try to see if that match money can be found that way. So that's a quick summary of how the station is planning to move from a deficit to the half month, because we really shouldn't count the match money. So without the match money, they're at that 125 or so goal that we talked about. How would the staff react? Well, we're at the beginning of a process. See how it goes. Anyway, that's Rudy?
Yes.
Anything else?
Right. No, the only thing I want to say was that we don't have $150,000 of all of match money in the budget. Basically, it's the grant of $85,000 plus. We're in for about about $66,000. So I think altogether it comes to almost $150,000. But
yeah, that's what I remember, the $150,000.
Yeah, yeah. So it's part of it's a grant, and then there's $66,000 of match money. But as you indicated, if you pull away the restricted funds, we're right at the $125,000 of surplus that the National Finance Committee required us to bring back to the table.
So that's not counting excess restricted income.
Exactly, right, right. When you back out the excess restricted funds,
uh-huh,
we're just at the 125.
What's the union pay scale in New York? Is that something either of you know?
I somehow it's either 19 or 20 per hour is the minimum.
Boy.
If I understand your question.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys are between a rock and a hard place, but particularly in New York, taking a 5% cut on wages like that, I mean, you get yourself into a position where your staff are cheap, but you can't attract or keep qualified people, so what's the point of having the positions filled? I mean,
right. Well,
in terms of having a long-term sustainable model.
Right. Well, we're not saying that it has to be the 5% across the board. I mean, we're just saying that 5% we're not saying, but what's in the budget and what the LSB has approved is a 5% reduction. So there's obviously there's any combination of ways that that could be done. It doesn't necessarily have to be the 5% across the board. That was just one of the proposals that was on the table.
Oh, so it could be a position reduction.
Could be.
They're
just looking at the line.
Right.
Reducing some positions by half-time or attrition on some others. And so that is something they're going to look at, I guess. What are the chances, Brody, that this LSB will pass the budget?
Well, I think it's going to pass. I mean, it was just a matter of time running out, because the amendments to my motion, which would have passed this budget, they were all passed. It was just a matter of now passing the final completed motion. But I think this is it. I mean, at this point, to be honest with you, I don't see much happening between now and the point at which we need to have the station's budget that's going to change this. So I think essentially that this is it.
But Rudy, obviously we haven't seen it yet. Have you gone over the income forecast closely? Do you think they're realistic based on this year's performance?
They're in the ballpark. Listener support is projected to be $2,592,000. I was looking at Lonnie. I think Lonnie to June is the last. Is the most recent set of projections, and Lonnie's
July. Yeah,
July. Oh, okay. Well, I haven't looked at the July, but in the June, we were $2,480,000.
July is $2,412,000.
Oh, so July is less.
Yeah, the budget on the question is included in my packet to you, by the way.
Okay.
The current draft that they're working off.
Yeah, that is okay. The current draft is in the packet I sent out with a bottom line of 250.
Oh, okay. Now I just got to hide a million columns again.
Right. and essentially the focus is going to be on improving fulfillment, not in terms of getting more pledges, but in terms of converting more of the pledges into real cash. That's really the issue in what people are going to be focusing on. As Lonnie said, there is some mail drop money in there, two mail drops, and then there's going to be a piece of correspondence that's going to go out in the election package. Evidently, last time around it was successful. They were successful in putting a request in the package asking for donations when people send back their ballots. So we're anticipating, or we're hoping to get about $10,000 of support from that, plus another $80,000 from two mail drops.